It's safe to say that Chuck Grassley has never worried about getting reelected. At 82 years old, he's seeking his seventh term to represent this swing state. Grassley says he has nothing against Garland and says he's willing to meet with the federal judge. But Grassley has no plans to hold confirmation hearings because he argues President Obama should not nominate Supreme Court justices in an election year.
By Obama's own words, he saw the takeover of the United States Senate by the biggest change in membership since 1980 election as a referendum on his program and his administration. So the Senate is responding to the people's voicing their disagreements with the president.
I guess I have a little trouble following his logic.
That's Democrat Patty Judge. She's a former lieutenant governor, Iowa's first female secretary of agriculture, and has a reputation as a centrist. She's one of four Democrats challenging Grassley this year. The others are Cedar Rapids State Senator Rob Hoag and former state lawmakers Bob Krause and Tom Fegan. Judge decided to run for the Democratic nomination after finding out Grassley would not hold these hearings.
But I do not believe they have the right to say we are not going to have hearings because we have a presidential election. That's obstructing the process.
Her campaign is calling her the judge Chuck Grassley cannot ignore. Earlier this month, she met with some Senate Democrats in Washington, including Minority Leader Harry Reid. So far, Grassley remains quite popular in the state, but Judge is seen as the kind of high-profile candidate who could give Grassley a tough re-election fight. 2 months after the Iowa caucuses, Iowans are starting to see political ads again, like this one from the conservative group Judicial Crisis Network that's trying to give Grassley some cover.
The Supreme Court has a vacancy, and your vote in November is your only voice. Senator Chuck Grassley agrees. The American people should decide.
Meanwhile, the Iowa nonpartisan group Justice Not Politics is working to pressure Grassley to hold the hearings. They have an ad out, too. The group's co-chairs are former Iowa lieutenant governors of each major political party, and they argue politicians need to depoliticize the courts. Joy Corning is a Republican who served with Governor Terry Branstad when he first served in the 1980s and 90s.
Saying that we ought to let the people decide. Well, the people have already decided. They have elected members of Congress. They have elected a president, and those are the people that we expect to follow the rules.
Inspired by a liberal campaign, many Iowans are tweeting at Senator Grassley with the hashtag #DoYourJob. Grassley, who's known for writing his own tweets, has fired back with his own hashtag #DoingMyJob. Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.